Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Open hour here on the show. So normally we have Sage Rosenfels. Tell you what, let's give it away now. Houston is playing some great football. The Cougs, nationally ranked, not the Texans, the Cougs, playing some great football. They're exactly the opposite, those two teams. The defense, one of the best, nation's best, one of the best starts in program history, looking to finish strong. We need Houstonians out there, TDECU. Let's go. Come early for all the fun and pageantry of college football. The theme this weekend is Senior Day and Fan Appreciation. Send the seniors off in style. Performances by the Spirit of Houston Band, entertainment by cheerleaders Cougar Dolls and Shasta and Sasha. DJ Mai will be mixing it up in the student section. Fan Appreciation Fire Sale starting at 4 p.m. in the old team shop, located next to TDECU Stadium. Tickets start as low as $20. Go to uhcougars.com if you don't win these tickets. uhcougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS. All right, at exactly 9:10, caller, we got a pair of tickets at exactly 9:10. Now, don't get them if you're not going to use them. If you're not going to go to the game, then don't call. Just call to win so you won something. 713-780-3776 at exactly 9:10, caller number five.
We need to mention that Luis Garcia lost the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Award to Randy Arozarena.
Who's been around for 12 years.
Randy Arozarena is 36 years old.
He's been playing.
Is weird. He's been playing since 2019.
Yeah.
2019, he only had 20 at-bats. I didn't even know who he was in 19. He played in St. Louis. Then with the Rays, it was because it's a COVID season, he only got 64 at-bats in the regular season. I would argue, I'm sure he got more in the postseason. 64 in the regular season. But in the postseason, he had, substantially more at-bats in the postseason last year. World Series, ALCS. Yeah, I mean, his plate appearances were in the 90s last year, 80s or 90s. So he had more plate appearances in the postseason than regular season last year. But he did not hit the threshold for plate appearances to be an official rookie last year.
Guess what?
Even though he was the ALCS MVP, he was not officially a rookie last year.
Which is bad for him since his clock basically hasn't even it just started. So that's not good news for him. Oh, I'm a rookie again?
Are they doing anything about time adjustments for the COVID year?
We'll see because they've got a... Oh, I don't know about time adjustments for the COVID year.
You can't count that as a non-year for service. That's not fair.
No, but they'll probably be going to be looking at the way that they handle service time in the next collective bargaining agreement. That could be a point of contention.
Well, on which side? The player side?
Yeah, the players.
Yeah, of course.
The players, of course, want to get it started earlier.
Okay, you want to get it started earlier? What are you giving up? What's the give back, players? Nothing. Why should we give anything back? Let's do this. Let's cap deals at 8 years.
What?
Cap deals at 8 years.
Well, that's why I would love that.
Well, I'd be more fiscally responsible for the sport.
The word cap anywhere, anytime.
I know, but it would help. Well, I know. That's true. But it would help the viability of the sport and give opportunities at least for teams like the Astros might say, you know what? We're willing to go 8. This one time to do this for Carlos. You're not going to go 8 if you're in a bidding war with the team you think that's going to go 10. You don't even want to put that out there because it opens things up for everyone else on your team that maybe you don't want to give that kind of long-term deal to. So Yeah, that's fine. If you guys want to do something about service time, what are you giving back?
Yeah.
Players, what are you giving back? Dropping a season of 140 games and your paychecks get lowered by that much, but you get to your money quicker if you can play.
Did you see Julio Lugo passed?
I did. 45 years old.
45 years old. Passed, apparently some kind of heart issue.
Shortstop who left unceremoniously because of domestic violence.
Yeah, at
charges,
the stadium.
Accusations, charges, right?
Yeah, it was at the stadium, actually. I think his wife was dropping him off, and I think he hit her head off of the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. I was in that locker room at the time, and it was bad. And they let him go right away, to their credit. I mean, they said, sorry, Julio, we can't have this around here. So, and they released him. I forget what happened with it, but they didn't put up with that. So, Julio Lugo passed away at the age of 45. You see, the Yankees are talking to Freddie Freeman. Wow.
Who would you rather have, him or Carlos?
If I'm the Yankees, you would rather have Carlos. He's younger, but Freddie is a better hitter. There's no question about that.
Carlos is a two-way player.
Yeah. Freddie's a good first baseman, though. That's a tough call. Carlos is obviously the number one free agent out there, but I don't think Freddie's going to cost you that. But I would be shocked if Freddie Freeman's not a Brave. Freddie Freeman's going to have his number retired with the Braves. I'd be shocked if
the thought is that Freddie will take less to be with the Braves.
Yes.
That's the prevailing notion.
How can you let, if you just won the World Series, how can you let Freddie Freeman go?
Yeah, how can you let Carlos go?
That's a good question. Well, but, you know, you just won the World Series, though. If the Astros won the World Series, do you think Carlos would be
Carlos gone? Didn't have a big World Series.
No. And Freddie Freeman had a big World Series.
Name the player who did for the Astros. Probably Tucker.
Tucker had a nice World Series. Uncle Mike had a nice World Series.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah.
Wasn't Altuve.
Nope.
Wasn't Carlos. Definitely wasn't Yordan.
Definitely wasn't Bregman.
God, Yordan, man. Keep rehashing that. Let's get back to the Rockets or Texans.
Why do you want
to? Who's your team? Call us. We'll talk about your favorite team. If they don't live in Houston, 713-780-3776. Honestly, looking at the NFL schedule and talking about the NFL, I watched the game last night. Isn't it amazing? You just think the Rams, we've gotten to a point where we just assume the Rams are going to be really good. The Rams have had some bad losses this year.
No.
The Rams, for having all their talent, look what their offense has done lately. It hasn't been good. Yesterday, they couldn't figure out, and here's the problem. Their offensive line has become a big problem. The Tennessee Titans figured out that you could rush them on the interior, and they couldn't hold up. So you know what San Francisco did? You don't reinvent the wheel. They just stuck Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa was in the backfield. I'm sorry, Nick Bosa was in the backfield the entire game. He was dominating that Rob Havenstein and anyone else he lined up over. They started lining him up on the inside, immediate pocket push. Like, that might be the Rams' kryptonite where they're just not able to do anything because their offense was lousy against the Titans, lousy yesterday against San Francisco. It's a big, big problem. San Francisco beat the crap out of them. And you know what I found interesting? I don't know what your thoughts are, but here's a San Francisco team that's probably not going to do anything this year in the postseason. It's a disappointing year. They don't have a bunch of wins. But, man, that team was fired up. It was crowded. Fans were super fired up after all the good plays. Like, they were really in the game. That's just so – are we just kind of an apathetic city in general? We weren't even that fired up when the Texans were winning 10 games in a row. The crowd wasn't as fired up as I saw San Francisco's crowd. Is it us? Is it just the people just don't like the Texans? Like, I was really impressed that San Francisco fans were in it and as happy after the big plays as they were.
Well,
like,
it's a little
they were
different.
Still invested.
Let's not forget, they were the team of the 80s. They were, you know, that was, they've got a fan base that is just so, you know, grounded in that organization. They love their team because they won for them. And, you know, they dominated an entire decade. So, yeah, I could see where, you know, we don't have that. We don't. I mean, if the Oilers were still here, I mean, there would be so many people that have been lifers, Oiler lifers, but there are no Texan lifers. They've been around for 20 years now. And, you know, and they sucked for most of
it. What about the idea that this is also not a provincial city, or it's not a historical city in the sense that family after family after family grow up here? I mean, my parents grew up on farms in Kansas and moved here to Houston, at least when I was Richmond Rosenberg when I was 4 or 5 years old. But that's a life. Like, I've grown up a Houston sports fan my entire life. But what about the fact that you have some so many people who are transplants here? I mean, over the years too, that maybe they don't, there's just not the family angst that goes with.
But we're seeing that with the Astros though, because they're a winning organization. And we're seeing that there are families that are deep rooted in Astros baseball. We're not seeing it with the Texans because
your football team hit a reset at 2002.
Yeah, right. It's only 20 years old, so it'll happen. But by the way, stop sucking the way you suck. There's just a whole pile of suck over there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, fans just, but boy, it was the game day experience was really, really good the first, you know, the first 13 years. It was really, really good. It was still okay when O'Brien took over, and then it's been on the decline, yeah. It feels like. But I'm sure if they win, it'll be fine. But I just wonder if the city of Houston, because the organization's only 20 years, are they ever going to get that deep-seated family passion like Cowboy fans have? Like, even Raiders have bounced all over the place, but Raiders have that.
Well, but they've got
they had success where maybe dads and moms had kids growing up. And this generation also, by the way, doesn't just follow family tradition. They cheer for players more than they cheer for teams.
Yeah.
That's a big difference with this generation. That's why they'll travel. LeBron's now with this team. I'm with this team. If Damian Lillard goes somewhere, my son Alec will be a fan of Damian Lillard wherever he is, because he's a big Damian Lillard fan. We asked Mason who Mason's favorite player was. Mason's my kid most into basketball right now. It's Harden still.
Why?
I was surprised. My wife was not happy about it. I said, and I'm fine. I'm not going to tell my kids who their favorite players are. I said, why Harden? He goes, I don't know. I mean, there's no one with the Rockets. I still like James Harden. He's still a good player. And like, okay. I mean, I guess I see it.
I don't. 9-13, you've raised them wrong.
Well, Iverson's his favorite player, and he never saw Allen Iverson play a single second of basketball. So, well, I don't know how that works.
I like that. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about the Golden Nugget. I was in Vegas at the Nugget just a couple of weeks ago. This past week, we were in at Lake Charles at the Nugget. It's spectacular, people. I'm telling you. This Lake Charles casino, hotel, golf course, pool, restaurants, everything that you could possibly want, it's right there. It's 2 hours away. It's so much easier than going to Vegas. And now you got the sports book that's open. You have the DraftKings sports book opened up so that you can, and that was the only thing that was missing. I've spent a lot of time at the Nugget in Lake Charles, and I got to tell you, it was awesome. But you just missed the ability to bet on your games while you were there, watch them in a sports book type atmosphere, and just have a great time. And now you got it. You got it all. It's right there. The restaurants can't be better. You got Vic and Anthony's. You got the Chart House. You got Grotto. You got on and on and on. Saltgrass. You got it all. And the hotel couldn't be nicer. It's still like it's brand new. You can still smell how new it is. It's perfect. You're looking for a great place to go. Go to Lake Charles. Go to the Golden Nugget. Enjoy a weekend or during the week at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Some football news. Bijan Robinson done for the season. Dislocated his shoulder. Lance, can you speak on Dijon and how long he'll be out?
I had a dislocation as well. It's better than having a separation. I think if Dijon follows what I did in terms of getting after rehab and whatnot, he'll be back by next year.
First off, it's Bijan, not Dijon. He's not mustard.
Did I say Dijon?
Both of y'all said Dijon.
I said Bijan.
The first time. The second time you said, Lance, can you speak on Dijon?
No, I didn't. So, can you speak on
how, the mustard?
Yeah, how long you're going
to... Yeah, I think what he can expect is to not sleep well for a long time because you can't ever sleep. If you're a side sleeper, you're pretty much done. He's going to have to wear his little sling real tight to his body. He's going to have to put pillows up so he can keep his arm from going too far left or right. So he'll have to sleep on his right side with pillows perfectly having his... He can expect not to sleep more. He can expect 2 hours of sleep a night. That's what he's going to be getting. His rehab will suck. And if he doesn't start rehabbing very quickly, the tendons will tighten up and shrink, and he will not even be able to raise his hand even over his head. And he'll have to have a Theragun blast him in the lat for hours before he can even get to a point where he can raise his arm above his head. So sleep tight, Bijan. And then he'll play next year. And my guess is he'll be in the hunt for the Heisman, and Texas will win 7-8 games.
So you're predicting he'll be in the hunt for the Heisman next year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. You think that Texas will win 7 or 8 games next year? I don't.
I can tell you this. A shoulder injury... The thing no one ever told me about is that you won't get sleep. Like, it is horrific. And then if you feel it, like I would be on doing the show here, and you can just feel it. If you just relax too much, it'll slip out. You can feel it like it wants to slip out of socket. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It really sucks. So Bijan is, we've got similar body types, so I can imagine that his recovery is going to be similar to mine.
Yeah. So
it's just a matter
maybe
of...
Maybe you could go and work with him so that he can get back as soon as he's listening,
he can text me or DM me. My DMs are open.
Right.
And I'll let you know kind of what I did, some of the stuff that I did that my... If you don't want to have to worry about your going to therapy, I can tell you the stuff you can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a band. If you're listening, I don't want to do all this on the air, Bijan.
Right.
Just... Text me or DM me, and I'll hook it up for you.
Right.
I got somebody here, a couple of really good people here who I know who are therapists, physical therapists who can work with you too. So
that's great.
If you want to drive down to Houston.
By the way, going back, Toronto is just above Detroit, so it's not lower than Detroit.
It obviously can't track south of it.
Well, it's south of a lot of places in the U.S.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all of them.
Is it that far?
It's just above Buffalo, New York. It's just above Buffalo and Niagara Falls, just above that. But yeah, there are places in the U.S. that are higher than Toronto. But I was wrong, and that's why I don't have a blue check mark. Okay,
is actually it is below a lot of New England area.
Yeah. So it's So
It's not. Well, yeah, I mean, New England area actually, it is below New England area. That's actually true.
Which is worse, us doing math or geography?
So, guys, if you guys have a geographical question, we've got our maps up of Canada. We give you a heads up on Newfoundland and New Brunswick and some places like that. We'll give you some heads up on where you can go in Canada if you're looking to travel out that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you. So I'm watching a lot of Narcos Mexico right now.
I am too, and it's a boring season.
Are you bored with it?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I guess it is a little bit, but I wish you wouldn't have said that because I was going along just fine with it. Now that you mention it, I'm immediately thinking maybe it is a little boring. But let me ask you this. You told me about a show, and it's not part of the Narcos family of Netflix docs. It was separate called Queen of the South?
Yeah.
Is that about the... Ariana, is that about the woman who is making all the moves now? That's not the same woman, right?
Because
she's pretty gangster.
Yeah, she is gangster. Yeah,
but that's not the same.
That's not the same. No
one. It's based on.
No, it's the whole thing is there's no basis of fact for Queen of the South.
Oh, it's not,
it's
none
not
of it?
Based. No, No.
Oh, it's just a movie?
It's just a show. It's a series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if
it's pretty good, though. It's pretty good.
Is there any chance it's based on her?
She's pretty strong, too.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Trust me. I've looked at every woman they've had playing roles in Narcos.
Yes.
And then I've Googled their names.
Yeah.
It is 100%. There's not one actress I've ever seen. Like, you know what? She actually doesn't look as good as the actual real person. Never have I said that ever on pretty much life, but for sure.
Yeah.
In any of the Narcos vehicles, every single one, like, golly, man, look at, she was fine. And then I'm like, oh no, that's right. It's an actress.
Yeah.
And you go look at it like, oh yeah, that's right. That doesn't look like that in real life ever.
Was Pablo's wife, have you ever Googled Pablo's wife, Escobar's?
Because she's a cute one.
Well, the actress was really strong. Really strong.
She was very strong, but let me see.
I would imagine
see.
Pablo could pull. You know? Come on. He's here. Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar wife. Let me see. Yeah. Show her to you. Oh, she died in 90. No, they were married.
Ooh,
76 nice. To 93. Yeah.
Wow. That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah. It's not, is it?
No. Why isn't that better?
I
don't know.
Here's when they were married. Is that... Here's when they were married. Does that look like the actress?
No.
No.
What happened, Pablo? You got all kinds of money. You should be able to pull better. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
You would think. I mean, especially.
That's as good as they get, right? That's as good as she's going to get. At least she's smiling in that picture. Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I told you, every Narcos,
that's
it's like
disappointing.
This.
That's
every Narcos.
Oh.
And you know what? But for the men, have you ever noticed? It's like, yeah, you know, you could see.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, Escobar versus
my wife is a big fan of the guy that wears the black all the time. What's his name? In Narcos, Mexico.
Blackie?
No.
The guy who Amado. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big
fan. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, she's a big
Amado's got that. I'll bet you're real Amado.
Yeah, go look
at what's her. I bet she's not a fan of real Amado.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just put Amado. Oh, yeah, in real life. All right, you know what? It's not that far off.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. I can see Wendy hooking up with him.
He's no Joey Votto. Let's get Aggie James in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Aggie James?
You know what's funny, guys? I literally was doing the same thing last night when I was watching Narcos Season 3, and it's not Amado, it's Lord of the Skies.
Yeah,
that's right. Lord of the Skies.
It is Lord of the Skies.
Yep.
Cielo.
And I think the reason you're bored with the season, Granado, it's a really good storyline, but there are hardly any women that to be seen that with no clothes on like the first couple seasons of Narcos.
Yeah, that's probably part of it.
Now you think
There's
about it.
There's not enough people dying, actually.
I
like to see more death.
No, and I don't love the cop storyline. I get it. They're trying to humanize the situation for the average people in Mexico, but the cop storyline is a little bit okay.
Well, let's see if he does anything. Actually does anything, though. I mean, so far, he just, you know,
he's kind of moping. Like you're assuming that every person that lives in Mexico that works for the government is corrupt, though.
Yeah, I have to assume that based on the show.
Being a good person.
Yeah, I have to. That's part of it too. That he's having that you're seeing the duality of man there. His corrupt side, which is what we're met with, which is just kind of standard as they introduce it, and then also La Voz, how the media plays into it. Chapo's wife is pretty good. Cobos was right. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Chapo's wife in real life.
In
that's
real
pretty
life?
Good. Yeah, that's not bad.
Nice
that's
job,
good.
Chapo. Nice job. You're well, he's a nice guy too.
Yeah. What's going on, Chapo?
I don't know. I want to get this haircut.
Okay. What do you think you're going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to kill everybody.
Chapo, get a haircut. Hey, Chapo, we need to get a haircut. How about somebody? How about he slices somebody up with a machete or something?
I know. What else is up, James?
So, one thing you said earlier, I got two things to talk about. One, of course, is the Longhorns versus Kansas, but the other one is Texans fandom. So, I'm 37 years old. I was 14 or 15 when the Texans were born. All right. So my parents were Love You Blue era, loved them. What I've had for the Texans, and I'm a season ticket holder, I don't go to any more games, was Football Time in Houston by Clay Walker, was Andre Johnson beating up Courtland Finnegan, was going to playoff games and Thursday night games and all these big games we had in the stadium. And we would always get our butt kicked. just demolished. Like the Kansas City game, I don't remember the year.
Packer game.
Was, what, 35 or 36?
The biggest stage. The Packer game. You were always embarrassed on the biggest stage.
The Baltimore game. The kickoff. But that was an overtime.
The Chiefs kickoff where they where he took it to the house on the first opening kickoff.
30 to nothing.
Yes. Everyone's waving their towels. Everyone's so excited. And then they run one back the entire
start the game. And it's over. And the game's over.
The only time I felt like we could be good or we had a chance was when we had Matt Schaub at quarterback and he would get hurt with the Liz Frank, or we would just have all these things that would make us not relevant anymore. The whole letter jacket. So if you wonder why San Francisco's fans are into the game, is they've had a good product to cheer for. They had Montana and Rice. Yeah. They were historic. We're historically bad, and we will have historically bad fans. I don't see this ever changing. Like, it's rooted into the culture that, you know, it's like we know that this is a bad child. You know, he's like a 12-year-old boy that's just a little craphead, and we expect him to grow up to be a good adult. No, he's pretty much been terrible his whole life.
So I disagree with you. I think that I always knew that the Matt Schaub teams were going to lose at some point. I had the most hope when Deshaun was playing, and the biggest disappointment for me was the Colts game. The Colts game where they...
The playoff game?
Yeah, the playoff game.
Where they beat your ass back-to-back, the end of the season and the playoffs?
Yes. That was to me because I thought, this is a good team. We've got a really good quarterback. He could carry you. And they just pooped all over. They just pooped all over themselves. So that was, to me, the most disappointing. I always knew the Schaub teams were going to lose.
Yeah, but they had good... Not in 2011. Well, Schaub was out, so I knew that was going to... Yeah. Like, if Schaub would have been there... But I still had confidence in Matt Schaub in 2011.
They were 11-1, and then they lost their next four games.
In 2011, not in 11, was it?
12.
Yeah, in 12.
Yeah,
in 12.
Schaub wasn't there in 11.
And no, I know. But that year, I think they could have gone to the Super Bowl.
They were terrible at the end of the season. Don't you remember?
No, in 11, they had... Schaub was out. It was T.J. Yates.
I'm talking about 12. Cincinnati. They were terrible.
I know. I'm talking about the 11 team was a legitimate Super Bowl
contender. They lost Schaub, though.
And they still almost won, even with T.J. Yates playing terrible. Yeah. In 12,
they beat Cincinnati.
I saw Schaub look terrified in 12. I remember in the postseason.
Yes.
He looked against New England, right? That's the game where New England just blasted them in New England? Wasn't that 12?
Was that 12?
Because 13, you won two games.
Yeah, I forget. Was that it? Yeah, they must have, because they lost every year to New England.
Or was 14 the two-win season?
No way. No one knows.
It was 13.
No one cares. It's what we care about. You know what? I speaking of blasted, I was probably blasted on Coors Lights. I know that. But watching that game, I was drinking Coors Lights. I know that. I know I was drinking it because it was a playoff game. I might have been working the game. I don't know, but I was still drinking Coors Lights. I know that because it's a playoff game. It's the official beer of watching the playoffs. It's the official beer of watching the regular season. It's the official beer of watching the preseason. It's the official beer of not watching anything. It's the official beer, period, exclamation point. Let's drink more Coors Lights. All right, everybody? If you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you got it. I found it for you. Look, I did all the work for you. I found it. I found Coors Light. If you haven't found Coors Light, you need to find it. Go pick yourself up a 6-pack, 12-pack, 24, whatever. Pick up enough that you're going to be able to share it with friends, that you're going to be able to enjoy cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. The more you drink, the more refreshed you get, because it's the world's most refreshing beer. It's Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us. This is our final segment because we got news of the weird coming your way next right here. So the Rams, they're 7-3. I'm not sure what they are though right now. They were one of the best teams. Obviously, their offense. You know what? David Edwards getting bowled over at guard. That's
David Edwards stunk at Wisconsin at right tackle, and he stinks today at guard.
At guard, right.
I don't know. He's a stiff-legged guy. Like, he's a giant. He's a really tall guy. I don't like tall guys at guard. But college and pro are very similar in this way. Now, in the pros, but even when you look at a team like, you know, the one team you don't really have questions about? Green Bay.
Yeah.
The quarterback who.
Well, they keep covering.
Well, yeah, but.
Right.
Their awful game was game one, and they haven't had an awful game since then. I mean, they lost to. They did lose without Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, their quarterback stunk, but he's basically a rookie. What the most impressive thing was, wow, look at Green Bay's defense. That's what came out of that. Yeah. I'm like, wow, Green Bay played really well defensively.
And then they shut out right after that. They shut out the Seahawks.
So they go in, they shut out Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. You kind of feel like you know who Green Bay is. You kind of know who Dallas is, but at the same time, it's just in your mind like, God, what was that Denver game? Because that recently happened. You could say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers against New Orleans, but that happened in week one. This happened very, very recently to Dallas. But everything else, you don't feel confident with the Rams right now. You don't feel confident with the Bills. The Bills lost 9-6 to the Jags. You'd want to feel confident about the Titans, but they lost their best player in Derrick Henry. Like, this is, it's just really a difficult year to get a handle on, okay, these are the teams. It's harder than most years. In college football, you're starting to lock into, did you know C.J. Stroud for the first week is now the front runner for Heisman?
Is he really?
It's just like Dwayne Haskins. It's like, his stats are starting
He started slowly.
His stats are starting. He's 30 touchdowns and like 5 interceptions, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, kind of starting to lock in. You have no idea after that. No idea what the next team is going to look like. It will probably shape shift for the next 3 weeks,
and
honestly.
We'll have one good semifinal, and then we'll have that other one.
Like every year, one game will suck and one game will be good. And that sucker team, Alabama, everyone will say, they should have been here. This team should have been there.
Alabama, Ohio State in the semifinal would be nice.
Yeah. Who did we get in the finals? We got, was it Alabama? No, who did we get LSU playing in the,
Clemson in the finals. Yeah, they played, who'd they beat? They beat their
Oklahoma.
They beat Oklahoma's ass, yeah.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the good game. Well, who did Clemson play?
Clemson played Alabama and beat them, or Alabama or Ohio State. One of those two.
Ohio State and Justin Fields.
Beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Alabama was out because of LSU. Right. I have no idea who's coming out of the AFC.
That was the game where the receiver stopped his route and Justin Fields threw an interception in the end zone because the receiver stopped his route.
Right.
That was that year.
Yep.
That was a good game. Back and forth. That was a really, you're right, every year. One really good game in the semifinals and one that is a complete blowout.
That sucks. Yep. Y'all are drinking too much. Always drinking Maestro Dobel and Coors Light. What a life.
Yeah.
And what? Yeah.
You could do it too.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to just drink all the time.
Yeah.
Many people, successful and unsuccessful, have done it. As long as you don't do it too much, you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I sip my tequila. John's knocking down 12 beers on a golf course. It's different. One is refined and one is a scumbag. It's just the truth.
And what? Queen of the South is based on a corrido, a narco ballad. Okay. But it's
not based on.
Missandei is in Army of Thieves. I didn't know that.
I watch it. That show sucks.
Does it?
Oh, look at me. I can crack safes. Yeah, watch it. She's still good. I mean,
oh yeah,
she looks better than the real probably thief, whatever it's based on, whatever that movie's based on. She probably looks better than that.
Okay, is the real thief supposed to live up to Missandei?
Do you think she looks better than the real right hand person of the Khaleesi? Does she look better than
she's the same person?
No, but then...
Oh, the real one?
Yeah, whoever the real one is, does she look better than her?
The real one?
Yeah. Like, I'll bet
you... The one that hangs out with the dragons?
No, I bet you Khaleesi looks better than the actual Khaleesi.
Khaleesi? Yeah.
I bet you the actress who played the Khaleesi
looks
better than the lady who actually had the dragons.
Yeah.
Guaranteed lock.
Yeah. My wife, we watch old English. Victoria.
That sounds horrific.
It is. It is.
Period pieces. Period English. Pieces.
My wife loves.
Here's what you've watched. You've watched, what was that movie about soccer being the first sport or whatever?
The game. Yeah.
Was it any good?
No, it was terrible.
Oh.
It was bad.
Good.
I didn't watch it.
Scratch that. You have watched.
But anyway, Victoria, the actress.
Bridgerton? Did she make you watch Bridgerton?
Yeah, I watched Bridgerton.
Why did you watch it? You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, I've got my TVs where I watch sports, and we watch that, too. And
she liked that guy on Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Because all the women, liked that guy on Bridgerton.
Yeah, of course she did. What are you, nuts? And
did she make you watch Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
The Queen?
Yeah. The Queen, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys are basically a British
she
family.
She went for the royal wedding. She
your house is decorated wedding. Like a like British royalties in the house.
British royalty in the house.
Well, look at this. Look at this Davenport.
Yeah, we've seen it all.
Anything about the family
we watch, yes. Yes. Correct. Whoever's sipping a that's right. Correct. Whoever's sipping tequila is definitely a scumbag. Okay.
No. That's not true.
Yeah. All right. Both of you said Dijon. No, both of yous didn't. Okay, JJ, North Shore. Oh, he's a big Texas guy. How are you feeling about your team there, JJ? He suck. And Bijan is out. Done for the season. Your only redeeming factor is done. How's that taste? How's that taste, JJ, in North Shore? 713-780-3776. We, my friends, are done with that. We are on to News of the Weird. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 9:46, our final segment. News of the Weird. Lance, do you like this trend developing here? Women in Atlanta and Houston are now starting to get James Harden beards attached to their faces. See, they're put on.
What is this?
Yes, that's a female. And she has a James Harden beard. Do you like this new trend?
Absolutely not.
What's the matter with it? Oh, what? Woman can't have a beard? Is that what you're saying?
They do in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But we're in Houston.
Okay.
This isn't...
I'm Italian. I grew up with a family of women with beards.
This isn't born with the beard.
Mustaches, this is having one
glued on.
Right. It is.
Is this the new fake butt? The beard now?
The beard? Why do you want to look like James Harden if you're a woman?
This is the dumbest trend of all time.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm out on this. I'm out on this as well. Apparently, the Jordanian women's soccer team is requesting gender confirmation for the Iran women's soccer team. This is the goalie for Iran. You tell me. Now, the goal actually is wearing something like under the chin so you can't see if there's an Adam's apple. Now, here's the deal. Here's the women's team. Here's a picture of the women's team. I got news for you. There's more than just the goalie. Look at this woman. That's not a woman. That doesn't seem... Look at that. That doesn't seem like... That's really very feminine. I don't know. I'm with Jordan on this one. Okay? I'm with the Jordan soccer team on this one. We got to get a check here.
My contract's not up until June with mm-hmm. the NFL, so I'm going to go ahead and take a hard pass on this story.
Well, it just seems to me...
All I will say is... I can understand the concern.
That's it. That's all you.
I understand the concern, sir. We are listening to your concerns,
and
we will look into. We will do our research and look into it.
It's a man, baby.
It could be. It appears that way. Durham University is under fire It is having to defend itself in its decision to offer training sessions to help students involved in sex work. The university said is acting responsibly by offering students advice on how to stay safe in the sex industry.
Huh.
Do you want to go to college and learn how to safely work in the sex industry?
Is this one of the classes where you get this?
That's not. No. Well, maybe.
Here's, I just put a towel on
put
me.
Put a little towel.
A little hand towel.
A little hand towel over
do
you.
Do they? Okay.
But see, that's not the sex. That's the massage industry.
Actually, yeah. You're not supposed to treat masseuses right. or librarians or Pilates instructors like they are yeah. sex workers.
Right.
Allegedly, Deshaun. You're not supposed to do that.
They're not in the sex industry.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah. They're not in it.
Right,
so
right.
that's too much.
Do you think that Durham University should have a class on how to safely work in the sex industry?
Why not?
Why not? Whatever.
Weed, gambling, and sex. We got it all whatever. Now. Not in Texas. But
whatever. How about this? This woman says her name is a woman has revealed that her husband is gay. She said, my husband is gay, but we're married with two kids. I don't care. I know he loves me, and we still have great sex. Do you think Nicole would mind if you were gay?
Yes.
She would have a problem
I don't
with
think
it.
She would say, no problem.
It's not a problem?
Yeah.
You don't think?
I was wondering where you're going with that. I don't see how that's a news of the weird story. He's locked in there. She's just, did she out him?
It seems like. Yeah. Yeah.
What if Gary's like, hey, a friend of mine just sent me this article.
Hey, what are you telling everybody?
What are you telling people? No, I was bragging on you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. No.
You can't.
It's my business. But I just was bragging on you.
A man charged with running a scam that cheated a woman out of more than $80,000 missed a recent court date, was supposed to be rearrested, but... His attorney says that's impossible because he's dead.
I don't know if I can trust that.
Do you think that guy maybe is faking his own death? Or if he can scam you out of $80,000, I think he can scam you on this death thing, too.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I don't know, guys. He got you out of $80,000. Are you sure he's really dead?
Yeah.
Have you seen the body? He drowned. Where's the body? Never washed up.
Just bring an urn full of ashes. Is that him?
That's him. Tim. That's him.
The homework? That guy's the original dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
No, but for real.
Didn't you guys have a hamster at one time?
Nope.
Didn't you?
Never been a hamster family or a guinea pig family.
No? Okay. Well, men with pet rabbits, a new study has found, men with pet rabbits and hamsters are most likely to cheat.
See? I'm loyal. No hamster, no rabbit.
You don't.
Men who have it or their kids who have it? What grown-ass man has got... Well, this is my pet rabbit, Wally. Like, hold on a second. How old are you? 31. And you have a rabbit?
Why do you have a rabbit?
Yep.
According to a study.
I have a rabbit because I like to chase tail. What? Well, the rabbit just gave you away, Clark.
64% of men who own rabbits said that they had at least one affair.
This is news of the dumb. There's no way. What kind of story is
that? It's
what kind
true.
Of study is this?
Yeah, it's
You're
true.
You're looking for the dumbest.
It is true. Apparently, police in Las Vegas, on the Las Vegas Strip, have found an illegal turtle selling industry that they put a stop to. Would you like to buy a turtle at any point?
What are they? What?
And if you buy one, would you buy it on the,
what's the, turtle
on the black
for?
Market?
What's the turtle for?
Officers encountered some of the strangest things in Vegas. While we appreciate people to illegally sell things on the Strip, especially selling turtles.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the turtle
Why
game?
Is it illegal?
Is there their endocrine
system? Well, they were baby turtles. It was unclear what exactly happened. They were baby turtles in a suitcase, and the turtle sellers were fined. Why is it illegal to sell a turtle? Why
maybe
can't
they
turn turtle?
Into the, one of those giant snapping turtles that maybe it's like exotic animals or something. Speaking of. You know it's tomorrow, don't you?
What's tomorrow?
November 17th. You know what November 17th is, don't you?
11/17.
The jump off for a show on Netflix. You're not going to have the same excitement as last time. But there is a show coming.
What is it?
Tiger King 2.
Whatever.
Are you off of it?
Yeah.
Carol Baskin's so not even stupid. In it. They're using her, and she's suing them now because she did not give permission. So she's creating her own, like, A&E or some other network is doing her own documentary. She's doing her own. Oh, she goes in with a she goes in with some kind of a what is it called that digs out the you know what I'm talking about, right, what are they called,
not a plow but
skid steer loader, whatever it is, and she goes in and she's crying, she's destroying the Joe Exotic's place. You will never hurt the big cat again. And she's crying and tearing the place up.
Yeah.
Just to show that she's a friend of the big cat.
I'm out.
Yeah, I think I've had enough. You know what it reminds me of? Terrible COVID times.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, this is great. We're just staying at home. John's riding bikes. Like everything's cool. No one goes to work.
You can't spend
your money because everything's closed.
It was kind of awesome because the golf courses were open and nobody was on the road.
Only you. You were the only one who lived your best life in COVID. What a time to be alive. I just golf, ride bikes, and drink all day. It's nothing's changed. Everything's awesome.
It was the best. There's nothing wrong with that. You know why? Because of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's why the world's most refreshing beer. Do you think I had some Coors Lights during COVID? Yes. The answer is yes. I think I might have fought off COVID with my Coors Light. I'm not saying that if you get COVID, that this is probably going to save you. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I drank a bunch of Coors Lights. I didn't get sick. Okay, so there you have it. I got COVID, but I didn't get sick. It's probably because of Coors Light. Coors Light fought it in my body. Coors Light fights everything. It fights off all disease. So if you're looking for that kind of, well, for me, Coors Light is a savior. For you, I don't know. All I know is that if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, and when you're drinking beer, I mean, these dark beers that taste like motor oil, why? Why would you do that to yourself? Drink cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Drink Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Climb on, brother.
Because I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger, Tiger saw man.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.